Welcome to Bible Heroes Battle. My name is Nathan DeWild.
And I'm Garrison Hayes. This is the game show where our contestants will compete against each other to see who's worthy to face off against our Bible hero.
I can see that we have some returning contestants today. We have Lila, Aaron, and Ben, but I still want to get all of your names again. We'll start with player one of the red team. And if you would step forward, give us your first name and your favorite color.
My name is Ben, and my favorite color is blue.
Okay, blue. He's wearing a blue shirt, but on the red team today, a little tricky.
Yeah, it is a little tricky. All right, player two of the red team. Go ahead and take a step forward.
My name is Amber, and my favorite color is yellow.
Yellow, okay. I'm seeing a trend here.
I see a pattern.
Okay. And player one of the blue team. Go ahead and take a step forward.
My name is Aaron. My favorite color is turquoise.
Very specific.
Player two of the blue team. Go ahead and take a step forward for me.
My name is Tristan, and I'm wearing my favorite color.
Very nice. Blue is such a great color.
It is. It's a very good color. All right. Player one of the yellow team, go ahead and take a step forward for me.
My name is Lila, and my favorite color is purple.
Ooh,
royalty. I like that. I like that.
Yes. And player two of the yellow team, go ahead and take a step forward for me.
My name is Callie, and my favorite color is purple.
Very nice. I love that the two people whose favorite color is purple are on the same team. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I think they're going to be, they might be a force to reckon with when it comes to creating the scene. So, all right, let's get into our first round for today. Round one, name that hero.
In this round, we have four Bible heroes, each with three clues to help you guess who they are. If you guess correctly on the very first try, your team gets 3 points. But if you guess incorrectly, you lose a turn and a new clue is revealed, thus making that Bible hero worth only 2 points.
Garrison, shall we go and reveal a clue for each of our four heroes?
I think that's a good idea. So clue number one for Bible hero number one is this. My father's name was Shaphat. Clue number one for Bible hero number two. I was with Andrew when Jesus told me to follow him. Who could that be? Clue number one for Bible hero number three. I was the wife of Lapidoth. And clue number one for Bible hero number four. I had a vision involving angels going up and down a ladder. I can see those wheels turning already, Nathan.
How this game will work is we will start with player number one of the red team, then we'll go to player number one of the blue team, then player number one of the yellow team. Then after that, we will go back with player number two of the yellow team, player number two of the blue team, and then player number two of the red team. So we're gonna start with the red team and then end with the red team. All right, are you all ready? All right, let's battle. Go ahead and take a step forward for me. Which hero would you like to guess?
I think that number four is Jacob.
All right, Ben's guess is that number four is Jacob. The clue was I had a vision involving angels going up and down a ladder. Ben, you've guessed Jacob. Let's go to our yes-no machine to see if you are correct. Is the answer Jacob? Yes, it was. Good congratulations, job. Red team. Well done. That's 3 points for the red team. Let's go ahead and reveal the other two clues. Clue number two is this. I stole my brother's blessing by deceiving my father. And clue number three, I was employed by Laban for a total of 20 years. Well done, red team.
Let's go to player number one of the blue team. Go ahead and step forward. And which hero would you like to guess?
I'm going to go for number two. I'm going to say that's Simon Peter.
All right. The clue was I was with Andrew when Jesus told me to follow him. Your guess is Simon Peter. Let's go to the yes-no machine to see if you are correct. Is the answer Simon Peter? Oh, they're on a roll. That's 3 points for the blue team.
We have some very sharp teams playing today.
Very sharp indeed. Let's reveal the other two clues. Clue number two is Jesus healed my mother-in-law from a fever. And clue number three, people knew me as Simon or Simeon. You were totally right. Well done, blue team.
Away with you, Peter. All right, let's go to the yellow team. Player number one, you have two heroes left, both still worth 3 points. Which one would you like to go for?
I will go for number three. This is probably wrong, but I will say Martha, Mary's sister.
All right, so the clue was, I was the wife of Lapidoth, and your guess is Martha. Let's go to the yes-no machine to see if you are right. Is the answer Martha? Oh, it is not Martha. That's okay. This means that we will reveal another clue for Bible hero number three. This clue is, I was both a prophet and a judge. Of course, that means that this Bible hero is only worth 2 points now.
And the good news for your team, though, is now we're going to go back and player two of the yellow team is going to go. So you kind of maybe helped reveal an extra clue for player number two. So go ahead and take a step forward. And would you like to go for the one that is worth 2 points that your partner helped reveal? Or would you like to go for the 3 point hero?
I'll go with number three.
Okay.
This is probably wrong, but I think it was Hulda.
All right. The guess is Hulda. Let's go to our yes-no machine to see if it was Hulda. Oh, it wasn't Hulda. So this, of course, means that we'll reveal a third clue. And the clue is this. I went with Barak to attack Sisera.
We now go back to the blue team. Player number two, go ahead and take a step forward. Which hero would you like to guess?
I know number three. I know who it is. I don't remember the name. Anna, a Bible hero?
I don't. Could be. You want to go for Anna?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for Anna.
All right, so your answer was Anna. Let's go to the yes-no machine to see if you were correct. Was it Anna? Oh, this was a really tough Bible hero.
So, player number two of the red team, go ahead and step forward. Think
yeah,
you know it?
Number three, I think it's Deborah.
All right, so Amber's guest, Deborah. Let's go to the yes-no machine to see if you are correct. Is it Deborah? Yes, it is.
Go.
Congratulations. 1 point to the red team.
And let's send Deborah away. Let's look at our remaining clues for hero number one.
Clue number two for hero number one is this. I helped heal Naaman from his leprosy. And clue number three for hero number one, I was Elijah's pupil.
All right, it's not worth any points, but anybody want to throw out a guess? Just throw it out.
Elisha.
How many of you all knew that? Yeah, that's good. Good job.
That was a really good round. You guys all guessed really well. But my question, Garrison, is how many points did each of our teams get?
That's a great question. This was a tough round. So we'll start with the red team. They got 4 points. Next up is our blue team. They finished that round with 3 points.
Good job, blue team.
Finally, our yellow team. They finished that round with no points, but I think they'll be making a comeback.
Don't worry, yellow team. I think you still have a good shot in the next round, which is round two, create the scene.
In this round, our teams will battle at two different stations. There's draw the scene, and craft the scene. At Draw the Scene, our players will draw what they see on three different cards for their teammate to guess what they're drawing.
After the teams have drawn three different scenes, I will scoop up their cards, shuffle them, and then each of you will pick one of the cards, and then you will craft those scenes. Are you ready? All right, get loose. Get those markers ready. We're gonna start with Draw the Scene, and you'll look at one, and let's battle.
All right, they've taken a look, and they're getting into it. Lila is ready to go.
No.
Team Red, hold.
Is it Queen Esther bowing before the king?
Yes, it is.
Good job. That's 1 point to Team Red. So go to your second card. Ready? Here you go. And go.
They've taken a look at the card. They've gotten the idea, and they are drawing. Let's see who's the fastest sketcher.
Team Red.
Eve eating the fruit from the Garden of Eden.
That is correct. Good job to Red Team.
1 point to Red Team. All right, the final card for this drawing section. They've already looked at it. Go!
They're ready to go, Nathan.
Team Red?
The three disciples sleeping while Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
That is three in a row for Red Team. Well done.
They are on a roll. But the question is, can the Red Team, can they craft a scene themselves? Let's find out. Let me get those cards. Don't look at it yet. Just pick one. You can only guess what your partner is crafting. Are you ready? Let's battle. Flip back over that card if you can, though.
Callie's digging right on in there. Ready to go. They're rooting on their teammates. I love that.
Team Yellow, hold. Team Yellow.
Eve eating the forbidden fruit?
Yes.
Good job. Let me just check. Yep, that
yes,
is correct.
Yes, it is. Well done.
That's 1 point to Team Yellow. All right, that was a really good run on this battle, and now it's time to switch spots.
They are ready to draw the scene and craft the scene. Contestants, are you ready?
All right. We'll start with Draw the Scene. Let's battle.
All right, they flipped it over. They are ready to get going.
Oh, Team Red.
Jesus being crucified.
Is it Jesus being crucified? Yes. 1 point to our Red Team.
Good job. All right, get ready to look at your second card. Here you go. And reveal.
One might be a little tricky. It will test their ability to sketch.
Ooh, Team Blue.
Is it the dove descending at Jesus' baptism?
It is not.
Keep going. Team Red?
Is it Elijah when he was being fed by ravens?
Yes, it is.
Good job, Team Red.
Another point to our Red Team.
All right, are you ready to pull card number three? Here you go, drawlers. And reveal.
Oh!
Team Blue.
That's Jesus coming out of the tomb for sure.
Unfortunately, it is not. We'll have to keep going.
Keep going, keep going. Team Yellow.
Jesus sleeping in the boat?
Is it Jesus sleeping in the boat? No, it isn't. We can keep going. Oh, Team Red.
Team Red.
Is it Mary Magdalene running into Jesus after he resurrected?
It is not that.
Oh. Team Yellow. Hold. I think it's Team Yellow, right? Team Yellow.
The perfume. The woman taking the perfumes and meeting the angel at the tomb?
It is not that. Keep going.
Team Blue, hold on. He's going for one more guess here.
Lazarus.
It is Lazarus. This is Lazarus,
good
your teammate.
Job.
Your teammate kind of revealed that one with the celebration. That's awesome.
That's 1 point to Team Blue. And now I will take those cards and we will now craft these three scenes. So go ahead and pick a card for the scene that you want to craft. Don't look at it yet. And let's craft!
Team Blue.
Jesus on the cross.
Yes, it is. Well done.
That was fast. That was very smart.
Very smart.
That was a really good round, everyone. But my question for you, Garrison, is how many points did each of our teams get?
That's a good question. We'll start with our red team. Our red team finished this round with 5 points. Well done, red team. That's excellent. And next, we'll talk about our blue team. Our blue team finished this round with 2 points. Nicely done, blue team. And finally is our yellow team. Our yellow team finished this round with 1 point.
Good job. Well, unfortunately, it's come to that point in the show where a team must go to the couch of despair. Who's going to the couch of despair today, Garrison?
Unfortunately, our yellow team, though they played very well and showed great teamwork, they will be going to the couch of despair.
While they're at the couch of despair, let's go to round three, solve the verse.
In this round, each of our two remaining teams have been given a stack of cards with words on them. Their job is simple. Rearrange these words into a Bible verse before their opponents.
Are you ready? Here we go. Let's battle.
Looks like red team has found where the Bible verse is found. Oh, blue team seems to know the verse already.
They're not even going with the Bible. They're just going to solve it, it looks like.
Matthew.
Remember, once you have it all solved, raise your flag.
Great teamwork here. One player is arranging the words and one player is looking in the Word of God. Oh, it looks like the red team is getting close. I see them almost ready. There it is. They've raised the flag.
Let's hold. Red team, go ahead and read it out for us.
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the... Wait.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Raise your flag if you do get it correct, though. There's still a chance. Red team, could you go ahead and read your verse for me?
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19.
Garrison, is that correct?
That is correct.
Good job, red team. That's 4 points. They've been pretty competitive.
I'd say.
Do we have another set of words for them?
I think we have another set of words somewhere around... Oh, there they are.
There we go. All right, we've put up your old words. Away with you! Do you think you can come back and beat them?
Oh, yes, certainly.
There's confidence.
There's confidence.
I like that.
Most definitely.
All right, here we go. Ready? Let's battle.
Well, it looks like blue team starting with the numbers.
Yeah, I think they're going with a new strategy this time.
New strategy, straight to the Bible. Oh, but red team is already complete.
Red team.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23:1.
Wow, that is correct.
Congratulations, red team. That's 4 points. I'm sorry, blue team. It's time to go to the couch of despair.
Can we get food?
I don't know if there's going to be food at the couch of despair. But while you're there, you can start summoning up the courage to face the Bible hero as a group. As you go to the couch of despair, let's not forget what's about to happen to the red team.
Yes, the red team, you all have played very well together, but now it's time for you to face off against each other.
When we go to round 4, testing it.
In this round, I will begin reading a verse from either the Old Testament or the New Testament. Your job is to buzz in before your opponent to guess which one it is.
Now, this red team has been pretty fierce on knocking out the competition. And I also know, Ben, you've been playing a few different games, and you've been fierce on Testament Battle by knocking out your partners. But I'm thinking today you might have some competition here. All right then, are you ready? Here we go. Let's battle.
And at that time, they killed about 10,000 men of Moab.
Old Testament.
That is correct.
Take a step forward.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
New Testament.
That is correct.
Step forward. He's on a roll.
He also made 10 tables and...
Old Testament.
That is correct.
It's all right. There's still time, Amber. He's got two more. I think you can get in this.
For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no...
Is it Old Testament?
No, it is not.
Don't worry, you stay right where you are.
Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly.
Old Testament?
That is correct.
All right. He's got one more guess. Amber, I'm ready for your comeback. Here we go.
So he said to them, depart for 3 days.
Is that New Testament?
Unfortunately, it is not.
Close one.
Let love be without hypocrisy.
New Testament?
That is correct.
Congratulations, Ben. You have won another Bible Heroes Battle Pin.
And the chance to win a mega pin by defeating today's Bible hero, Samson.
But don't worry, Amber. You're going to the couch of despair, but you're going to come back with the group. And I think this group is going to be very hungry to win when we go to round 5, Battle the Hero.
In this round, your goal is simple. Answer as many of the questions correctly in as short a time as possible. But remember, we will only take your very first answer.
You've knocked out all the competition. You got through all the trivia we tried throwing at you, Ben. But the question is, can you beat a Bible hero? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's battle.
The angel told my mother I would do what?
Rescue the Israelites.
That is correct. How strong was I?
Strong enough to strangle lions.
That is correct.
Good start.
Why did I tell Delilah everything?
She was whining.
That's right. Who helped me destroy a lion?
God.
Quick. Where was my mother when the angel returned?
The field.
That is correct.
Good job, good job.
What was my father's name?
Manoah.
That is correct. Ooh. When my father asked the angel what to do, he said,
your wife must do as I has asked.
Well done. How many men did it take to arrest me?
100.
Oh. During what harvest did I visit my new wife?
Barley.
Oh.
It's okay.
What did I take my wife as a gift?
A goat.
That is correct.
You're back in.
What did I do before marrying my wife?
Had my parents meet her.
Oh. Where did I kill 1,000 men?
Zora.
Oh, tough one. Tough one. Tough one.
That is a tough hero.
That was a very tough hero. I mean, well, he was the strongest man to ever live.
True. Good job, Ben. That was a really good run. And now, we're going to bring in all those that you sent to the couch of despair to see if they can beat your time. Garrison will read out the question and then give your answer. Are you ready? All right. Let's battle.
The angel told my mother I would do what?
Rescue the Israelites.
That is correct.
Good job.
How strong was I?
Strong enough to strangle lions.
True. That is correct.
Good start.
Why did I tell Delilah everything?
She was whining?
No.
Yay!
Good job.
Who helped me destroy a lion?
God, or he did it alone? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah!
Your first answer, be cautious.
Where was my mother when the angel returned?
The field.
What was my father's name?
It was
Manoah.
That is correct. When my father asked the angel what to do, he said,
your wife must do as I have asked.
That is correct.
You're on a good roll.
How many men did it take to arrest
me?
Three, yeah.
That is correct. During what harvest did I visit my new wife?
Wheat harvest.
Wheat.
Ooh. What did I take my wife as a gift?
A goat.
It was a goat, yeah. I was thinking if it was a goat or a sheep. I think it was.
What did I do before marrying my wife?
I talked to her. Okay.
Where did I kill 1,000 men?
Rimeth Lay.
Good job. All of you faced off against the Bible hero of Samson. But the question is, was Ben able to get his own megapin? Or did the group get a better time than his against Samson? Garrison, did the group get a better time against Samson than Ben?
Well, I think we should ask our yes-no machine. This was one of the closest games we've ever had. So, was the group able to get a better time than Ben?
Yes!
Yes, they were.
Good job. Good job, everyone. You all got your own Bible Heroes Battle Pins. It's been a really good, fierce episode, right, Garrison?
I'd say so. Great competition.
Thank you all for joining us on this episode. This has been Bible
Heroes
Battle!
Can you guess the Bible hero before the clue is revealed? Good job. Tune in next time for more Bible Heroes Battle.